Hey everyone, and thanks for listening to the Grow Your Life podcast. My name is Jeremiah Kurkowski, and on this podcast, I help coaches, mentors, trainers to scale their businesses to make more money than they ever could imagine. Now, on this episode, I want to talk about sales and what brings in the kind of money that you want to make in your business. I meet a lot of coaches and mentors. They got great programs. The people that we attract in my Wealthy Coach Academy and in my VIP program are some of the best that are out there. They really are some of the best coaches and mentors. And whether you're just getting started or not, I can assure you that if you get into our ecosystem, we help raise you up and train you up to become the best that there is to be. Someone who is of integrity, somebody who produces results for their clients. And that's the most important thing, is producing results for your clients. But I want to tell you, the problem is the best coaches on the planet, they struggle to get sales. They struggle to actually get people to buy from them. And the reason why is they don't understand what, for no fault of their own, but they just weren't trained in it, what actually gets people to make a purchase. And so what actually gets people to make a purchase is, how does somebody feel inside of them when they think about it? What is the belief about the transformation and result that you're going to deliver? There's a neurological neurochemistry that happens that when somebody sees something that they want to buy, and here's how I want you to kind of understand this. Whenever you go out there, if you're somebody, and let's say that you go to buy something that you're excited for, I'm sure we've all bought things that we're excited to buy. We've been really itching for. We've saved up some money and we're ready to make that purchase. That's exactly what people experience in your business. If you're a coach or mentor or trainer, is that people don't just flippantly often buy your courses. Maybe they'll buy something that's like low ticket or there's not a lot of entry. But for our flagship courses, for our programs, if you're selling them for $500 to $1,000, $2,000, or even if they're $100 to $200 a month, people make a purchase, even if it's a free trial. My Wealthy Coach Academy program has a free 14-day trial that people can try out. And yet people don't even make the leap into that, simply because it's the most valuable program that's out there, simply because it's the best coaching program out there. That doesn't matter to anybody. That doesn't matter to you who's listening to this, if you're not already a client of it. Case in point, you're not a member of our program. Why? Because there's not a belief that it's actually going to produce the result for you that you want. And that's exactly what it is that people don't have that feeling of, I'm going to get an outcome that is different than what I have experienced so far in my life by purchasing this. And that's the only reason why anybody's not buying from you. Now, here's what we found. As we find a lot of our clients, people who follow us and listen to our podcast and plug into our content, they eventually come around or they stop listening to our content because they realize that by having me come alongside them to guide them and direct them and show them exactly what steps to take in their business, the ROI that's going to be produced in that, the fact that I'm going to fight for them and make sure that they get results, that's going to produce the results for them. And listen, if you're watching this right now and you want to jump into our Wealthy Coach Academy program, you can check out a link in the description of the YouTube content of this, or simply send me a DM on Instagram and let me know that you want to jump in. Okay? Just say, hey, I want to jump into the Wealthy Coach Academy program. I was listening to the podcast. I want to try it out. I want to try out the 14-day trial of this. Okay? So I'd love to have you do that. And it's exactly the same for you in your business, that people, they make a purchase because there is a feeling, there's a temperature, a buying temperature, a internal pressure of excitement and pleasure that gets generated that says, okay, I am going to get something positive out of this. And it's built on trust. The person trusts you that you are going to deliver, that you are going to create that result for them. This goes beyond just simply, I got a great piece of information. You have to strategically, in the mind of your prospect, be building up that buying temperature, that buying pressure in all of your interactions. In every interaction that I have, I am working to, and I'm literally pulling back the curtain on this, to the point that it may actually cause me to not get sales because I'm revealing what it is that I'm doing with people, okay? Like, I'm revealing so much of what I actually do with people right now in this episode that some people may not want to work with me because of it. I'll tell you this, though. It's actually probably causing some people to want to work with me more as well, because they're realizing how it all works and how I reveal all these things to people. I show exactly behind the curtain exactly what it takes. Is that you build up that buying temperature, that buying pressure. And there's a way to communicate when you are speaking, when you're writing sales copy, when you're sending emails, and all of the interactions that you have with people that builds that up, that increases that desire, that gets people to want and desire to work with you more than anybody else. And here's what it is oftentimes that people are stuck in a situation in their life doing the same thing over and over and over again. And they just think that there's no way out. They've tried everything before. And then you come along with a program that's going to literally solve every question, struggle that they have. You have the best program that's out there for them. And oftentimes they're just going to say, no, not right now. Why? Because they are not feeling internally, whoa, I need this. This is going to be the difference maker for me. This is going to move me from where I am to where I finally want to be. That belief is not there. That belief doesn't exist in their minds. And so what you have to do is strategically, in your interactions, increase that buying temperature and buying pressure. And we do so by helping reiterate to people what are their goals and showing them that what we have to offer is going to produce the result that they desire. You want to hear what their desires are. You want to listen and have them actually tell you what they are. And then you mirror those back to the person. If you're doing a one-to-many model, you're going to be listening to what the marketplace wants and mirroring back to them what their desires are to give them the outcome that they've been hoping, praying, and dreaming for based on the struggle that has been preventing them from getting there, to show that your solution is going to resolve and create flow and smoothness. You're going to reduce friction. There's friction, and you're going to oil up. You're going to lube up. Like, think about that, like a lubricant. You are creating a mental lubricant in the mind of the person to see, okay, I'm not going to have friction trying to get from point A to point B. It's going to be smooth sailing from there. And oftentimes, the reason why people aren't buying is because imagine that they're on a ship going from one island to another. I saw this analogy from somebody a while back. There's two ships. There's two islands. Island A is where they're at, and Island B is where all their hopes and dreams are. Okay? In between where they're at and where they want to be, there are shark-infested waters. And what they think is that you're just simply going to ask them to go swim with the sharks. What they need to know is that you're creating safety to guide and direct them and take them above the sharks so they can avoid all of the dangers to get to that place where they want to be. And unfortunately, because people have been burned so much by coaches, mentors, trainers, courses, and you have the influx of artificial intelligence and YouTube that's out there where people can get content for free, people are like, meh, no, I can learn this somewhere else. I can look this up on YouTube. I can look this up on ChatGPT. And that's why people don't end up buying from you or from me or from anybody who's offering. It's because they don't have the internal drive, desire, and belief that says, boom, you know what? This person's coaching program is going to get me from point A to point B better than anything else that's out there that I've tried or could try in this next year. And here's what you want, is you want people to feel stupid. It's a harsh word, I know, for not taking your offer. And it's not that you say, well, you're going to feel stupid for not taking my offer. No. But you want them internally to be like, wow, it would be unwise for me at this point, now that I know that this is going to produce the result, to say no to this offer, to say no to this coaching program, to say no to this course, because of what is going to be produced in it, and the fact that I've been struggling, and the fact that this is literally, based on the testimonies and everything that I've heard, is going to produce that result for me. And so your offer, your sales copy, your language, that's what persuades and increases that trust and buying temperature, is it gets people to go and say, okay, you know what? If I don't take this offer, I'm going to regret it. And then they're going to take action and they're going to buy from you. And that, my friends, is what delivers sales. All of the funnels and strategy and tech stuff that we do, that we put together, all of it boils down to that one thing. Getting people to say, you know what? This is going to give me what I want. And I know it is. And so I'm going to commit. I'm going to put my credit card down. I'm going to pay some money to get that result because I want it. And that's the only thing that gets people to buy from you. So all of your efforts must do that. They can't just inform. They can't just talk about how great it is. You have to intentionally persuade people. And how do we do that? By our communication, by nurturing that connection in our emails, in our videos. I make YouTube videos. I make podcast episodes. I make webinars. I send emails out. I make content for that specific purpose of persuading people and showing them and increasing that buying temperature to say, you know what, Jeremiah's program actually looks like it's going to be the best chance out there for me to succeed. It looks better than anything else that I've tried. I've tried everything before. But I think finally I'm going to get breakthrough if I work with Jeremiah. And the same for you. That people are going to finally get breakthrough when they work with you. All right? So listen, I'd love to have you join me in my Wealthy Coach Academy program. And if you're a mentor or coach and you have a friend or a colleague who's struggling with sales, share this episode with them. Don't hold this to yourself. Don't be greedy with it. Share this episode with everybody you know and watch what happens when you start to apply it. This is a skill, one of the number one skills that you must learn. Everything else is secondary to the ability to actually know how to sell. It's not about being sleazy. It's not about being slimy. It's about knowing how to get people to desire deeper than they would on their own. There you go. Getting people to desire deeper than they would just by themselves sitting there knowing the information, that the way you communicate increases that drive and desire in them to make a purchase. And that happens in all of our different forms of communication that we do in our business. All right. Listen, this has been a great podcast episode. Talk soon, everybody. Have a good one.